Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I wanted to provide a starting point for this podcast since we're 4 seasons in and 40 episodes in, and it's hard to believe that this podcast has been going on for 40 weeks now. But my goal when I first started this podcast was to do it for at least a year, and we're making steady progress towards that goal. I've learned much about podcasting and personal finance over the last year, but I have quite a few basic foundational things prepared for you in this episode. And I have some things that don't have to do with money, but impact your money, as well as some very actionable items. And I'm excited to wrap a lot of foundational topics into this episode so that there's a good starting point for people to share with their friends. So make sure you share this episode with your friends and get to talking about money. But the money talking points from today's episode are: how can I start talking about money with others? What financial struggles are you having and how can I help? What foundational topic resonates with you? With all that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. This week, I'm going to be giving you an overview of what this podcast is, as well as a few other basic financial principles that are a great place to get started with your money talk. So, what is this podcast? Well, I started Money Talk with Skylar Fleming because I saw a gap in the market, so to speak. All the personal finance bloggers, YouTubers, podcasters, and companies want to tell you how to handle your money, whether it's charts, percentages, or all sorts of other things, which is all great and has its place. But I think the next step towards helping people with their personal finances is just simply a conversation and a further look into the behavioral things about money. That's what I'm trying to accomplish with this podcast, opening up a basic financial conversation so that you can have conversations with your friends, significant others, and peers, and really everyone. I think one of the key things for everyone to do better with their money is to simply get talking about it. Have a conversation about what you're struggling with when it comes to money or what you're doing well when it comes to money. We learn best when we talk to each other, and we don't let the people who are just trying to make money off of us teach us how to handle our money. That doesn't really make much sense. So, what is this podcast trying to do? Well, I'm trying to provide general opinions and discussions around financial topics. That way you can take the key points or the money talking points from each episode and have a conversation with those around you. And then we can all get better with money together by talking about it more. But next, let's talk about where you can get started and the key topics we're going to cover in today's episode. So, where do you get started? Well, this can be a terrifying question for anyone who's either just getting started with personal finance or if you're trying to take the next step to learn more. Where do you actually start? You hear all of these great ideas, all these money saving tips, all these crazy life hacks online that got this person to this magical place where they are saving all this money. But what do you actually do to get started? Well, there's a few main points that I want to cover when it comes to getting started with your personal finances and when it comes to getting started talking about money. There's 6 things. First, it doesn't happen overnight. Good things take time. Second, there's way more to money than math. Third, getting started sucks and it's awkward. Fourth, The benefits of handling your money well are innumerable. Fifth, the basic actionable items. Six, where to start if you want to help others with money. All right, so first, let's talk about how things take time. Well, it doesn't happen overnight, and good things take time. And this especially applies to your money and getting better with money. But first, if you've never heard of the 1% rule in the British cycling team, let me tell you briefly about the story. The British cycling team had been the laughingstock of the cycling world for more than a century. No amount of technology could make the team any better. The issue was the coaches were trying to change the team overnight by leaps and bounds with new techniques, new strategies, and new technology. But in 2003, when Dave Brailsford became coach, he introduced the idea of aggregation of marginal gains. And this changed the team as he implemented this strategy. It was to get 1% better through finding little overlooked things and improving in those areas. This is referred to by James Clear as the compound interest of self-improvement. And the British cycling team, through this 1% better idea, went on to become one of the most successful cycling teams in the world. So how does this apply to your money? And how does it apply to talking about it with others? Well, don't expect first to fix your financial situation in one conversation or one night or one idea. It takes time. Don't expect to have some sort of grand revelation in every single conversation you have about money. Growth happens in small increments and over time, not from one single conversation about money. This also really applies to any other area in your life. Things don't just happen overnight. And when we try to make them happen overnight, we just get burnt out and more frustrated and don't make any progress at all. But now that you know this a little bit, where do you start now that you know this? Well, first, take a deep breath. No matter how in debt you are or how big your goals are, realize that it's going to take time to get there. Formulate a plan and work through it. Time moves faster than you think when you have a realistic perception of it and you don't expect things instantly. But next, let's go into our next point about how money is way more than math. So there is way more to money than just math. And I've started saying the phrase of, if money was just about math, then we would have it perfected by now. The hardest thing to calculate is human behavior. And that's why money can be so difficult. The math is easy and totally understandable once you sit down and look at it. Spend less than you make. That's your equation. And if you do that, you're going to be fine. But the basic starting point with your money means that you need to understand that there's more to money than math. Do you know your behavior pretty well? Then you got a head start when it comes to figuring out how you handle your money. But have you ever found yourself wondering why you do what you do with your money? Even more so, why other people do what they do with their money? And since we're all different, that's what makes it so complicated. That is why talking about money can be such an unlock for us. Find someone who you know, talk about their feelings around auto loans or debt, and you may find that they have a completely different view on it than you do, which can help you understand yourself more as well as the opinion of others and the opportunities that you may not have known about because someone might be doing something with their money that you didn't really have a clue was possible. But simply having a discussion can open up worlds of opportunities. And one topic where this happens to me a lot is around investing. People talk to me about investing and learn that I have no interest in single stocks, just index investing. This can often open up a new world to them as they don't know what index investing is. So why is this a starting point? Why is knowing that there's more to money than math a starting point? Well, understanding it will help you be more understanding towards others and towards yourself. You'll realize, hey, I need to be a little bit more understanding towards myself because that's just part of the way I'm wired when it comes to money, or that's just the way someone else looks at money. So it helps you be more understanding. And there are things you may not understand that's impacting why people do what they do with their money. And that's okay. That's why we need to have a discussion with each other so that we can all continue to learn and grow and do better with our money. So do you hate starting new things because it's awkward? Well, so is money. And let's talk about that next. Well, in case you haven't realized it, getting started sucks and it can be awkward. Just like starting a new job can be kind of tough. Starting a new hobby can stink because you aren't very good at it. Trying a new sport you've never played, that's super uncomfortable. So why then do we expect everyone to be good with their money right out the gate? I can come on this podcast and tell you how you need to be doing blah, blah, blah with your money and how that will make sure you're handling it best. But sometimes that information is needed. But also, we need to understand that the far majority of people don't know super well what to do with their personal finances. And that's okay. And this is another place where simply talking about money can unlock so much for each other. When you realize you aren't alone in your financial struggles, it's a huge eye-opener. And you can realize that you have a friend who may know a lot about money, and they can be a really helpful resource for you. But if we don't talk about it, we don't realize those things, and we feel like we're alone in our financial struggles. Or we feel like everyone else sucks and we get all prideful about our money because we don't talk about other people's struggles or other people's successes. So it's really good to just talk about money when it comes to getting started. And understand that if you are just getting started and it feels awkward to try this new thing, or it feels awkward to figure out what to do with your money, have a conversation and step out of your comfort zone. I promise having a conversation about money is going to be one of the best things you can do to get started. I would say just talk to somebody about money before you even try to start to build any sort of a plan or any sort of way of budgeting or any sort of way of tracking your expenses. You have to get started just by having a conversation, and it's going to be awkward. And that's what makes it so great, is because it's uncomfortable, you're going to learn and you're going to be aware of the conversation. So what happens if you start handling your money well? Well, a lot of great things do. Let's talk about that next. The benefits of handling your money well are innumerable. When you start to find your groove with money and you have a few months of success behind you, the benefits you start to feel are great and incredible. You feel so free and open to new opportunities. You feel better at work, school, or whatever you do, because you know you aren't chained down by the burden that money can put on you. And I say that money can't buy happiness, but the lack thereof will leave you unhappy. And that's because the stress that money can cause is incredible. But once you start feeling the benefits of handling your money well, you'll want to share it with everyone. And that's what's led me to this podcast, and what I'm certain will lead you to want to have more conversations about money, is once you start to feel those benefits. So I enjoy talking about money a lot, but my wife can only hear so much. So instead, I get to talk to all of you, and that's what's brought me to this podcast. But one thing you may have noticed is we haven't talked about what to do with your money next. And there's a reason for that, but that's up next. Let's talk about that. All right, what are the basic actionable items? So I hope you've noticed so far that none of the basic starting points have been around what you actually do with your money. And there's a reason for that. It's because what you actually do with your money comes a lot easier once you understand those other things we've talked about. It's a lot easier for you to think to do the proper things with your money once you nail down the other aspects of personal finance. So what are the basic actionable items? Well, first, calculate your net worth. This is the first and foremost basic starting step you need to take. This helps you get a raw understanding of how much money you have or how much debt you have. This can be a hard number to look at, or it can be a really gratifying number to look at. Either way, the benefits of tracking your net worth are great. It unlocks this new awareness that is different from budgeting or tracking your expenses. I tell this story often about when Rebecca and I started tracking our net worth. We suddenly started to see it grow way faster than we expected, just because I think noticing the number gives you more motivation to say, hey, look at it go up. Wow, look at it go up again. It keeps going up. And then it becomes a lot easier to spend less than you make, which is our second point. And this one should be simple, but it always has to be stated for its importance. You're never going to get ahead and become wealthy if you spend more than you make. But automation, how can this help you? And this is another helpful basic step. Ask your work to direct deposit 10% of your paycheck into a different, unseen account, and then figure out how to live the rest of your life on the rest of the money. And this can be a good trial run towards saving towards retirement when money is actually out of your hands until retirement. But automation can be the unlock. People need to actually do the things they say they will do with their money, like pay yourself first. You can easily pay yourself first by automating your direct deposit to go into a different account. Next is tracking expenses. Tracking expenses is that next unlock after tracking your net worth. This allows you to really fine tune and see all the places you're spending your money. It's going to give you a quick reality check no matter where you are in your financial journey. If you're not currently tracking expenses, start doing it. I promise you're going to see something you probably didn't want to see, because you're going to realize you're spending more money in one place or one category than you realized. But the last basic actionable item is an emergency fund. It's a basic need. Most people got this reminder when the pandemic started. And if you need another reminder or a sign to start your emergency fund, let this be it. Your emergency fund may never be needed, which would be awesome, but it will save you when you do need one. And another thing that I'd like to recommend is a basic actionable step towards getting started talking about money. And you can find my guide and my 7 steps on getting started with money, the 7 money talking points, at moneytalk.skylarfleming.com/resources. So do you like money? How can you talk about it and help others? Let's talk about that next. So where do you start if you want to help others with their money? Simple conversations. That's where to start. Don't overwhelm and don't preach at people. I've learned this firsthand as I've struggled to talk with others about money. I would bombard my family and friends with to-do lists and information about how they need to handle their money and how they need to be doing this right now and how this is the best way they should be using their money. But over the past few months, I've started to take a more laid-back approach and enjoy money conversations as they come. And it makes the conversations way more meaningful and way more impactful. So if you love money and want to help others, be prepared when money gets brought up and just talk about it. Talk about and have a conversation, not just a one-way street of preachy to-do lists of saying, yeah, you need to be doing this with your money. You got to be doing this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And it just picks up pace and they feel overwhelmed and then they don't really want to talk about money anymore. So keep the conversations laid back, keep them simple and keep them both ways. Have people ask questions, ask them questions, try to get their story, like have a laid back conversation about money and then they'll keep happening. And that's how you can really help others with money. But let's wrap up today's episode. Well, I really hope today's episode has helped you out. It helped me out a lot to go through these basic starting points, and I think it is going to be a great turning point for this podcast and going forward. One thing I wanted to mention is I offer financial coaching services. Do you need someone to talk to about money or a coach to help guide you through all these things we talked about today? Well, reach out to me via email or visit us online at moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. I would love to help you. But thank you to everyone who listens. I'm excited to continue doing this podcast, and it would mean the world to me if you would share it with a friend or a family member and have a money conversation together. If you want to talk to someone about money, or if you have any questions, email me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. I'd also be happy to take any episode topic suggestions you'd like me to cover. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.